Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I am here today a broken man, Kennedy.
And I feel broken for you, and I'm really sorry.
I just am at my wit's end.
Like, there are days that I'm just like, I can't believe these things happen to Carson. And then there are days that I'm like, why?
It is just unbelievable what happened to us over the weekend. We get done at Barrett's lacrosse tournament. We have had the most glorious time while we were there. We hung out with friends. I found out about my family, you know, my great grandparents,
yes,
and being in Middletown near Newport. And then we hop in the car after it's all said and done. We stop at the 7-Eleven, get Barrett a couple of drinks.
As one does.
And we pull out to come back to Boston. And it feels like the air conditioner in my Jeep stops putting out cold air. It's still blowing, but it's not putting out cold air. I drive a 2020 Jeep Gladiator truck.
She's new.
I drove it off the showroom floor, only about 70,000 miles on it. Still under warranty, thank God. And the air conditioner stops working. And I'm like, what? That's odd. Let me just pull over real quick. Maybe I just need to turn off the car and turn it back on. Maybe a button's not working properly. So I pull off, turn the car off. I open the door, you know, so you get like the hard reset, close the door, start it back up. Still not working. Drive about another 100 feet. And then the temperature gauge goes to like 1,000.
That's not good.
I've never seen a digital temperature gauge go completely bright red before.
Yeah,
because
I feel
now
like everything's all regulated now. It's not like the olden times where you had to pour water on it or something.
And I immediately pull off into like a commercial property area, like a business park. And I turn it off and I open the hood and I can see it's bubbling. So I sit there, I let it cool down, try and start it back up.
Bubbling. It's literally boiling.
You can see the coolant. There's an overflow tank, and you can see it going into the overflow tank, and it is bubbling. And it says, warning, do not get above this line. So I let it completely cool down.
And I wouldn't know what to do at all.
And then I start it back up to see who knows what it could be. And it starts doing it again. So now we are in Middletown, Rhode Island. All of the families have scattered. And we're now trying to process what we're going to do. So I call, you know, roadside assistance, and they're going to send a tow truck. So in the meantime, we call another family. They had already driven 20 minutes down the road to come back to Boston, turned around and came back and grabbed Lan and Barrett and took them to their place in Newton.
We love friends.
And I stayed with the truck. Took a while to get a truck because I can't leave it in Rhode Island. It has to come back here. Mm-hmm. And it's the only car we have. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, I just got the truck back 3 weeks ago.
And you didn't have it for months.
And I didn't have it for 3 months because the engine blew. Thankfully, again, all under warranty, so I had to pay for it. But the engine blew on a relatively new truck. And then they couldn't find a new motor. So that took even longer.
It's been a disaster.
So then they call me back from roadside assistance and say, well, your coverage is only up to 15 miles away. So it's going to be $535 to get you back to Boston.
Oh, buddy. So did you make a new friend?
So what do?
You pay $500.
You pay $535.
You make a new friend on your way back from Rhode Island?
And, well, then they can't find anybody. Because it's Sunday afternoon and it's a glorious day. Who wants to hop in their tow truck and drive my paperweight back to Grava Jeep in Medford? So finally they find somebody. This guy comes. He picks me up. The nicest guy. Frank and I talked for an hour and a half. And he was, in fact, I tipped him $100. I felt so bad.
He was actually
like at a barbecue or something. He said nobody wanted the job.
Aww.
Nobody had the truck with him. And he drove from Providence to Middletown to pick us up, to pick me up and the truck, and then drove us to Boston. So I have now dumped the truck at the Jeep dealership.
I can't believe you took it back there.
Well, I have to because they replaced the motor. Where else am I going to go?
I don't know.
What do I do?
Dealership.
What do I do? I feel like I have a lemon. I don't know what to do. Do I hire an attorney? This is my only car.
Yes. Yes. Let's hire an attorney.
I don't know what to do. I honestly don't know what to do. I don't want the truck anymore.
I don't blame you. I know you're sort of like in a support group is the wrong word for Jeep owners, but you do a lot of...
I am a diehard Jeep guy.
Yeah, I know you're in a bunch of groups,
right?
That's
all I've ever owned is Jeeps.
Has this happened to anyone else with this particular thing, with this particular car?
Or
have you
really,
given up researching it?
It doesn't
That's not
seem,
like you.
No. It doesn't seem like this is a known issue. Just seems like something went wrong.
Can you go back to the place you bought it?
That's where it is right now.
Oh, that's where
I bought
it. I didn't think it was a dealership.
Yeah, I bought it from a dealership, brand new. I don't know what to do. What do you do when you have a lemon? I honestly don't know.
I don't know. Does anybody out there know? Do we have a lawyer on staff?
Somebody's like, buy a new truck. Yeah, that's super simple to do, right?
Yeah, but you got to sell this one, and it's got a litany of problems.
I'm going to lose all of my
that
money.
That are documented.
There's
you
a little bit of value in this thing still, if it's working properly.
Yeah, Jeeps retain value like
they
crazy.
They do, and I don't owe a ton on it.
But if it doesn't work.
But if I have to tow it to the new owner.
You say, here it goes. It don't work. Good luck.
It's all you.
May the odds be ever in your favor. Oh, what a bummer.
617-931-1234. Is this where you buy me a new car?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, I don't have any more payments.
That's right. I
own mine. Let's go.
All right. 617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Mix 1041 with Carson and Kennedy.